news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden Friday signs an executive order to encourage greater consumer protections and promote competition in a long overdue effort to reduce the power of monopolies. The order reportedly impacts numerous industries, including agriculture, airlines, health, broadband, and banking. And it also includes a provision urging the FCC to reinstate net neutrality rules. Author and journalist Cory Doctorow will be my guest for the entire hour on Monday, talking about what this all could mean. Listen live here on Progressive Voices, Monday at 5 Eastern, 2 Pacific. Meanwhile, President Biden on Thursday said that America's 20-year war in Afghanistan would finally end next month. He said, "We did not go to Afghanistan to nation build," and added that he was not declaring mission accomplished, though he did note that the Obama administration had killed Osama bin Laden, who was based in Afghanistan when al-Qaeda organized the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Biden also promised to evacuate thousands of interpreters who worked with American soldiers, along with the Afghan workers' families, as fears mount that they could face reprisals from the Taliban, who are regaining territory in an ongoing offensive. Perhaps the most daunting task facing Democrats right now is combating Republican efforts to suppress the vote. President Biden and Vice President Harris on Thursday held meetings to reinforce the White House's commitment to protecting voting rights. Harris announced a $25 million expansion of the DNC's I Will Vote campaign, which aims to address voter suppression ahead of next year's midterms. And President Biden met with civil rights groups concerned by new legislation cropping up around the country as voter restriction efforts in some states continue, most notably in Texas, where Republican lawmakers on Thursday convened a special session to unveil their full plan for new restrictions on voting access across the state. It includes bans on 24-hour and drive-through voting. It bars election officials from sending absentee ballots to voters who hadn't asked for them and adds new restrictions on those who choose to vote by mail. They did back down on two important provisions. These new bills leave out any limits on Sunday voting, so souls to the polls can continue, and it also does away with those regulations that would make it easier for elected officials to overturn elections, obviously two of the more controversial provisions in the initial version of the Texas Republican Party's election overhaul proposal. New research shows that COVID-19 vaccines saved nearly 280,000 lives in the U.S., but declining immunity and rising variants are complicating things. Pfizer now says it's seeing waning immunity from the vaccine and is already developing a booster and plans to ask federal regulators to authorize use of the booster within weeks. But the FDA and CDC say Americans don't need another shot just yet. The World Health Organization's Director General also has warned that places with low vaccination rates may be so overrun with variants that by the time vaccines reach them, the shots won't be as effective at preventing the spread. Variant outbreaks are getting so bad in Australia and South Korea that they're both tightening lockdowns and safety measures in some of their more populated areas. Remember Michael Avenatti, you know, the lawyer who was everywhere? Well, a federal judge in Manhattan on Thursday sentenced him to 2.5 years in prison for trying to extort money from Nike. Avenatti catapulted to fame in 2018 while he was representing adult film star Stormy Daniels, who claimed that she had sex with Trump and that he paid her off with hush money shortly before the 2016 election to keep her quiet. Avenatti was found guilty in February of 2020 of demanding as much as $25 million from Nike in exchange for not going public about false allegations that they were linked to bribes to college-bound athletes. My, how the mighty have fallen. And he'll be back in court again next year on charges that he bilked clients, including Stormy Daniels, out of a lot of money. Authorities say that the armed group responsible for the assassination of Haiti's president were professional killers, consisting of more than 24 people, including two Americans, and retired members of the Colombian military. 17 suspects have already been arrested, and police reportedly killed three suspects in the aftermath of the attack.
Never mind.
Well, it worked for Emily Latella, but I don't think it'll work for Toyota. The Japanese car maker issued a press release saying, Toyota Motor Corp. will no longer donate to members of Congress who voted against certifying the 2020 election. Interesting timing, though. It followed an announcement earlier in the day that the Lincoln Project would be releasing a series of ads directed at companies that donated to the insurrectionist caucus, beginning with Toyota. And finally, 14-year-old Zayla Avant-Garde of New Orleans won the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee on Thursday.
And now, Zayla Avant-Garde, if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee champion. The word is Muria. It's a genus of tropical Asiatic and Australian trees having pinnate leaves and flowers with imbricated petals. Muria.
Muria. Does this word contain like the English name Murray, which could be the name of a comedian, or just the English name in general?
I don't see that here.
Bill Murray made the spelling bee.
Muria.
That tells you she's on the right track, though.
Wait, what is the language origin?
It's formed in Latin from a Swedish name.
Muria. M-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct!
Zayla is the first African-American child to ever win the Scripps National Spelling Bee. She's also a skilled basketball player who holds three Guinness World Records for dribbling. The event was canceled last year due to the pandemic. Congratulations to Zayla Avant-Garde. You go, girl. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.